Welcome back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and 102.9 FM WDUN. If you're just joining us, we are talking all things Puerto Rico. And I am here with Ida Creel with Global Sun and Fun Travel.
Hey.
Hi there. And Doc Bill with Sapelo Island Birdhouses.
Sapelo Island Birdhouses, where you can have your own private island right off the coast of Georgia. Visit Sapelo Island Birdhouses at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com or dial phone number 912-223-6515.
And you can start your great vacation right here in Georgia. But now, if you are looking to go to the Caribbean, which so many people are, we're talking with our guest, Doris Sassino, who is with the Puerto Rican Tourism Board. And Doris, we've been talking about, you know, different locations other than San Juan, and you've given some great tips on things to do and how to get around in Puerto Rico. So what about places to stay? What about accommodations?
Oh, yeah. There's a variety of accommodations as well, from posadas, small inns, paradores. But let's talk about our sponsors and the ones that have the good news for you guys. The Intercontinental Hotel.
One of my favorites.
I love it.
Yeah, and it's located in Isla Verde area. It's a great property. It's nice for the whole family. We also have from Empresa Santana, they have three properties, which is Wyndham Garden Inn Hotel. It's located in the east part of the island in the town of Humacao. We also have, it's a corporate hotel, but it's great also for families. It's the Four Points by Sheraton in the town of Caguas. And we also have a Howard Johnson, which is located also in Isla Verde area. So these properties are very nice, very, I've been in all of them, and they, believe me, they are great.
Now, a couple of them have casinos as well that I would think would be attractive.
Yes, the three of them have casinos, which will be the Intercontinental, the Wyndham Garden Inn, and the Four Points by Sheraton.
That's always a big plus.
That's definitely a big plus. And also, too, the Howard Johnson's is really good because it's very close to the cruise port, isn't it?
Actually, yes. I was going to mention that it's a great property for a pre and post. And it's very accessible. It's in right across the beach in Isla Verde, and it's close to the airport. So it's very accessible for cruise and pre and post.
Well, I just think that, you know, a trip to Puerto Rico is really in order. And
wouldn't want to go to Puerto Rico?
Well, I do.
Joel, don't you want to go to Puerto Rico? Joel's giving us two thumbs up.
He is. And what about you, Doc Bill?
It's a great place to be. Great beaches, great food.
And for the listeners that they are travel agents, they can also access our website and go to Become a PRTE, which Ida is well aware of that. I will let you know for future fans, for travel agents.
So, well, I'm telling you, Doris, we've got to get Anita down there. We want to show her everything.
I'm ready.
But actually, now, I'm about to leave. I think I have one foot here in Atlanta and one in Puerto Rico, so I'm ready for my vacation.
Well, if you can attach me to that foot that's already in Puerto Rico, I'll go with you. But now, we have some great news that we want to share with the listeners, right, Doris?
Yes, definitely.
This deserves a drum roll or something. Oh, this is big.
It's definitely big, big, big news. We have a Puerto Rico contest. Travel Bags with Anita and Friends wants to send you to Puerto Rico.
Yay.
So we are giving away four very fabulous hotel stays in beautiful San Juan. Our third prize package is a two-night stay at the Howard Johnson Hotel in San Juan. The second prize will be including two nights at the Wyndham Hotel. And first prize will be two nights at the Four Points Sheraton. And
awesome.
Another big drum roll here, because we actually have a grand prize package that will be 5 days and four nights at the luxurious Intercontinental in San Juan.
Oh, my.
So I'm so excited about this.
That is awesome.
Now, let me tell the listeners now how they can participate in this, because this is a great contest, and this is really the first big contest that Travel Bags with Anita and Friends is doing. So to qualify, you must become a friend on Facebook with the Travel Bags with Anita Facebook page. So you go to facebook.com, Travel Bags with Anita, and check out daily information that we will have on Puerto Rico. So this is going to be all about trivia. Then the next morning, we want you to join us on the Bill and Joel morning show each morning to answer a trivia question from the information that we've given you on Facebook to qualify for one of the four prizes. So each day on the Bill and Joel show, we'll have a winner that will call in, hopefully, for to answer those questions. Now, from all the qualifiers, we will draw four winners on Friday, the morning of August 9th. So you have a lot of time to play. You have two whole weeks to listen in, to also go to the Facebook page, Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, to get that information about Puerto Rico. And by that time, Ida, they will know a lot about Puerto Rico and all that food, right, Doc Bill?
That's right.
And they'll be ready for that trip, because all of the information on the Facebook page is going to be trivia information about Puerto Rico. And Doris, we're ready to send some folks there.
It's going to be fun, and they'll learn a lot. So that's a win-win.
Too bad I cannot participate. I want to go.
I know. We all want to go.
Well, I was thinking the same thing, that maybe I can call in incognito, and Bill and Joel won't recognize my voice that morning.
I don't think you can get away with that, Nita.
I don't think so either. Plus, I really want our listeners to go. I really want them to have an opportunity to go to Puerto Rico, have a great vacation, and get a chance to do some of these fun things. Tell us a little bit, Doris, about Old San Juan. I've been to Old San Juan. It's just beautiful. It's really picturesque, and really folks really need to have their cameras ready when they go there.
Oh yeah. Definitely. There's a lot of spots that I call them Kodak moments. Old San Juan has the most of the history of the island. It's where the fortress of El Morro is located. It is a great tour that people can have. There is a tour called Mofongo Mojito Tour. They will start in the pier zone. Mm-hmm. There is a small museum and a small gift shop of the Don Q Rum. You will start there. You will listen to some history about the rum in Puerto Rico. You will also go, and mainly they will take you to some of the points of interest in Old San Juan, and they will give you briefly the information of the fortress, of everything, the cobblestone street, and you will end up making your own mofongo.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, so it's a great tour. It's a great tour for people, but there's a lot of great places in Old San Juan as well.
Well, that sounds perfect. Now, tell us a little bit about the rum production there in Puerto Rico. I know you're well known for that.
Yes, actually, I mentioned the Don Q. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people think that the Bacardi it's our main rum. Nowadays, the production, the 85% of the production of the Bacardi comes from the distillery in Cataño. But the Bacardi is originally from Cuba. Our rum that is originally from Puerto Rico is the Don Q, and the distillery is in the south, in Ponce.
That sounds great. That sounds really good. And I think a lot of people do associate Bacardi with Puerto Rico, so it's great information to know. That may have to be one of our trivia questions when we start the contest. So this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550, 102.9 FM on WDUN. Back in a minute.